the hardest workers. They get lucky a lot. Perhaps you can even say that luck is really just a residue of hard work. The best players get those friendly roles, while those that didn't put in the time, effort, and patience to develop their craft, the ball seems to toilet bowl out of the rim and go flying. The talented ones, they just get lucky a lot. It's not a coincidence. We all have tasted luck. Tasted what we call, not luck, but hatzlacha, siyata dishmaya, help from above. It worked out. But there are some rare individuals that are just different, that their success is sustained success, eternal hatzlacha, the Yosef Hatzadiks of the world. You name the time, you name the place, you name the game, and they'll be there to win. In Torah, in davening, in learning, in business, in sports, in any competition, they're well-liked. They have nice relationships with all. And what is that secret sauce? What is it that we can learn from to mimic, to perhaps try to get closer to more continuous success? Well, it would seem that from the greatest gentlemen, greatest individuals to ever live, even in their old age, they still had that same midah. What is it? What was it that brought them to success, to continued success? It seems that they're always hungry for more. Because people do have hatzlacha, they have luck, siyata dishmaya, it worked out. But complacency will set in. But the Rabbi Eliyashivs that wake up at 4 a.m. even in their 90s. But the successful Zevulins that build big businesses that are still hungry for more, to donate more money to the Mir Yeshiva, or donate or build their relationships, have bigger families. It's because they still have that thirst. I want more. I want more progression and development. Hatzlacha comes when you do not fall back and rest on your laurels, but continue to be thirsty for success. And the more thirsty you are, and the more that you continue to stay thirsty, the more success it seems one will have. And that is why Rav Hirsch suggests that in the heartbeat of the Jewish nation, the very center of our spiritual souls was the Mishkan, and the very beginning of the day, even before Shacharis, what is the first thing that we are to do before we set out for a success in our service? Is we pull away yesterday's successes to stay hungry. We do haitzaas hadeshen. We take a kometz full of ash of a successful carbon of yesterday and we remove it outside, for we were successful yesterday. But yesterday's success is often the death of future success. Of complacency, God forbid. So you remove success to say, I'm fresh, beginning anew, like my first day on the job, even if it's your millionth day on the job. That's how hatzlacha is done and maintained. You made a shidduch. Unbelievable. I'm thirsty to make another shidduch. More people need shidduchim. I learned yesterday well. You stay thirsty. You have a short memory. It works in every single area. If one should struggle with something, yesterday wasn't a good day, I take away yesterday. And this way you always stay hungry. When you stay hungry, you tend to work harder and stay successful.